Hello?
Is this Val and Comio?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, I'm Eliseo of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey.
Okay. Yes.
Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern County.
Okay. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93309.
Okay. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
66.
Okay. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian.
Asian.
Or white? Okay. What is the last grade you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Okay. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
Rudy Salas.
Favorable.
David Valadao.
Unfavorable.
Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of that candidate's stand on most other issues. Taxes, border security, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, healthcare, Social Security and Medicare, abortion, the cost of mortgage or rent?
Cost of rent.
Okay. Now, thinking ahead to the elections this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
Number 10, very interested.
Okay. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Biden.
If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
I won't answer that.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Adam Schiff.
If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican?
Rudy Salas.
Would that be a definitely, probably, or lean towards Salas? Salas.
Leaning towards Salas.
And other than being the Democrat nominee for Congress, could you please tell me the reasons you would vote for Rudy Salas instead of one of the other candidates?
Was his issue on immigration.
Anything else?
No.
Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote.
Okay, go ahead.
David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time homebuyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
That would make me more likely to vote for him.
Would that be a somewhat or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
I'm indifferent to that. It won't make me, I'll be less, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
I would make me somewhat likely to vote for him on water issues.
David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military, family child care, and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
That is, I'm indifferent to that. That will make me, I'm indifferent to that issue.
Okay. David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
That would make me somewhat likely to vote for him.
David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
That's not relevant to me.
As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agricultural bill that provides funding for improved agriculture cultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
That's not relevant to me.
Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
Favorable.
If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican?
I'm undecided.
Thinking about something else. From which one or two of the following resources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? Cable news.
I go to the California ballot voter information pamphlets for each candidate. I read those.
Okay.
And whatever, and then all the list of legislations that they've either promoted and completed.
Okay. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use satellite, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services. Only use cable, use both cable or satellite and online streaming. Only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar.
Online streaming, Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Okay. Now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
No.
Okay. Do you rent a house or apartment, live rent-free with parents or relatives, live in a home or apartment at which someone else pays the rent or something else?
I rent the apartment.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Would you say you are very or somewhat?
Very.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom would you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Middle class.
Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
I do. I have a business, ranching business.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.